Today I'm talking to Jay Gajparia, a certified accountant at Amaze, about Amaze jars. So what are they and why do I need an Amaze jar, Jay?
So Amaze jars are a feature of the Amaze banking app. And the idea is that just like a jar, you can stash money away and keep it separate from your account.
So what sort of things are they used for, Jay?
A big one is self-assessment. The app can automatically deduct the right tax and store it away for you.
So when January comes, you don't get a horrible shock that you owe the HMRC an even bigger fortune than you thought.
Exactly. But the jar can also be used as a rainy day backup fund or anything else you like, such as annual charges or emergencies.
So when do people use them?
So in my experience of looking after accounts, cash flow or just plain access to cash can sometimes be a problem. Unexpected bill, updating public liability insurance. These are all the things that cut into your cash when you least expect it. So setting aside a little extra for lean amounts is going to be extremely valuable. And that's tough to do if money's sat there in your account. The jar account helps just with that.
I know that many people use their personal account for business. How does that affect the accounting process?
It can make the accounting process really messy. So someone has to physically pick through the bank statements in order to identify what is and what's not a tax deductible expense, or what is and what isn't profit to the business. This can either be the business owner, but that's usually a hassle they don't want, so they usually go to their accountant or their bookkeeper, which adds an unnecessary expense for the business owner. So the first thing I always suggest is to get a business bank account.
Can you explain what the autofill feature is and how it works?
So with the autofill feature, you can set up your jar account to automatically draw away a percentage of your monthly profits, say 20% roughly for tax, or set amount over time. That set amount can be daily, weekly, or monthly. Most probably, Amaze users which you will choose monthly or quarterly, in line with how they pay for and save for tax. Undoubtedly, self-assessment tax is going to be the most popular use for an Amaze jar account, in my opinion. And I'm aware I might be a bit biased here, being an accountant, but it's part of my life's work to encourage people to address their tax issues so that they're kept as simple and hassle-free as possible. And the jar feature does just that.
Do I have to use the autofill?
No, not at all. If your business is structured in such a way that different size amounts of cash come in at different times, you can manually add the funds and remove them as often as you like. It's the same with the autofill. It's just a filter. You control it if you want it on or off, how many times and when.
As a sole trader, fledgling startup or limited company contractor, what are the best uses for an Amaze jar?
So an Amaze jar is just like any other money jar. It has the potential to be used for anything you like. Since we're well on our way to becoming a cashless society, the way we save our change needs a digital upgrade, hence the jar account. If you're lucky enough to have a little leftover each month, make sure you pop it in the jar. As far as uses go, there are so many uses really. You can never be quite sure what's around the corner when you're self-employed. Your car could break down or your tools could get stolen. So regularly moving money to a reserve account means you're preparing for the unexpected.
Well, I can vouch for that. Quite recently, my car fell into a river, and it sounds like an Amaze jar would have been useful at that time, because obviously I then had to find the money to get a new car and sort out things like that. But the automatic tax deductions must be the most popular jar though.
Yes, it is the most popular. It does save that horrible white knuckle January moments that business owners dread, but it's not just useful for self-assessment.
What are the rules on tax? They seem to change all the time.
You don't pay any income tax if you're earning less than 12,500. And if you earn between 12,500 and 50,000, you're a basic rate taxpayer. So you pay tax at 20%. Anything over 50,000 is taxed at either 40 or 45%, depending on how much you earn. And being self-employed, you'll have to pay for class 2 and class 4 NI if your profit's over 6,365. All in all, around 30% should cover everything.
Okay, and what about VAT?
So if you're VAT registered, you're essentially a tax collector for the government. Who knew this? And as such, you'll need to keep it safe to pass that 20% or so on. You can make a little profit in the process, though.
And what about pension?
There are very few self-employed pension options out there. Around 30% of single business owners don't save into a pension. If that's you, a jar would be a good place to start. So you could use a jar account as a feeder for a pension. If you have enough to make regular contributions, great. Take it from your jar and pop it in a pension scheme like Nest. On the other hand, if you can only make ad hoc payments, wait until you've filled your jar first and you can afford the outlay.
Any other uses?
I'll give you two more. Business development through marketing and the lucky break. If a new lucrative contract lands in your lap, you might have to spend big on new equipment, new insurance, travel, clothing, etc. So you don't want to miss out by being short of cash.
This sounds like a bit of a backup fund.
But it's more of a positive way of looking at it. It's for growth as well as consolidation. The other one, marketing and business development, is pretty obvious. Anytime you can reinvest to sell your business is going to bring rewards.
So is it easy to start a jar account?
Very easy. All you do is hit add jar account from your main account. Then you move money between your main account and the jar as often as you like for free. I guess because you're putting money away, it wouldn't be much good if you could spend it all at the drop of a hat. So there's no business MasterCard for your jar. You'll need to move the money back into your main account to make a purchase or cash withdrawals.
Sounds great. So where do the listeners find out more?
The Amaze website. So just head out to amaze.com.
Jay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Jay.